Scientists say you should eat your leftovers. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. If you spend any amount of time with little kids, you know that they're not always great about finishing their lunches. Those in charge of school lunchrooms see this every day.
Hey, ladies, if you guys aren't getting food, can you please step away from the salad bar? Thank you.
But of course, it's not just kids. We all waste food, and researchers have found that has a big impact.
If we look at the greenhouse gas emissions associated with that food waste, it is equivalent to adding an additional 33 million average passenger vehicles to our roads every year.
That's Marty Heller. He's a senior research specialist at the Center for Sustainable Systems at the University of Michigan. He's here to talk with me about a new study he did. He looked at the greenhouse gas emissions involved with the production of the food we eat and the food we waste. Thanks for joining me.
Thanks for having me.
You studied the emissions associated with about 100 different types of food. What kinds of food have the highest greenhouse gas emissions associated with their production?
Typically, we see a very distinct difference between foods that are animal-based, meats, dairy, and foods that are plant-based. To a large extent, that's because of the additional feed that is required to keep an animal alive and sort of their conversion efficiency of the feed that they consume. But we also find in some of those animals, cows in particular, emit a great deal of methane, which is a very potent greenhouse gas emission.
The most recent dietary guidelines from the USDA say that we should be eating more fruits and vegetables, more low-fat dairy products and seafood. And in this country, we eat more meat than the guidelines say that we should. One of the things that you looked at is what would happen to greenhouse gas emissions if we shifted our diets to match what the USDA recommends. What did you find?
Yeah, we found that if we were to maintain the same level of caloric intake as we currently do with our current diet, that the greenhouse gas emissions associated with our diet production of that food would increase by about 12%. Of course, we eat too many calories, according to those recommendations. You know, on average, we should decrease our caloric intake by about 20%, according to those recommendations. The recommendations end up calling for a lower intake of meats, which carry large carbon footprint, but they also call for an increase in dairy consumption, and dairy production also tends to be greenhouse gas intensive.
So that ends up being kind of a wash.
That's right. Yeah, that's where the big trade-off occurs.
What would happen if we cut back on the amount of food that we waste?
We found that the amount of food that we waste is roughly equivalent in greenhouse gas emissions to the savings we would realize by, as a country, going to a completely vegetarian diet. So, you know, probably neither of those scenarios are realistic for the U.S. right now, but it combined, reducing our food waste and perhaps reducing the amount of meat that we consume, can lead to very significant decreases in greenhouse gas emissions associated with our food system, upwards of 30% reduction.
Marty Heller is a senior research specialist at the Center for Sustainable Systems at the University of Michigan. Thank you.
Thanks so much, Rebecca.
That's the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.